my mother used to say, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Because a lot of the times I'm making something and just because it's not what I'm looking for.
Right.
This is what I've been trying to instill and say it is like, just because it ain't what you're looking for, don't be the dead horse and don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Sometimes you get offered a different path, just purely coincidental, by luck, chance, whatever.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta know when to take that path and be like, you know what? This actually is the better path than what I was going on.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it just managed to manifest itself and present itself in front of my face, but don't look a gift horse in the mouth. And I don't even know what the fuck a gift horse is. Another one of them things that my parents and uncle said.
They always had to say, yeah, like, what is a damn gift horse?
And why would I look a horse in the mouth anyway? I'm looking for the saddle. But, I mean, I get the meaning. But where it come from, I have no idea. It makes no fucking sense whatsoever.
How the way this gift horse come from?
For people that go to church 5 days a week, I never saw a gift horse in the Bible.
We
saw a Trojan horse in mythology. That's as close as we get. So, I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know where my people came up with this because it's not in the Bible. Or usually anything they tell me is in the Bible.
In the
that's
Bible,
part of your lecture. In the Bible, boy.
And the Bible is one of the most plagiarized-ass situations.
Well, I'm not going to get into that. I'll just get into that. My parents and my aunts and them, they was known to raise you and be like, it's in the Bible, boy. You know, and they lied on the Bible. So, you know, if I was if I was as far gone as them, I'd be like, y'all already in hell. Because y'all have lied on the Bible so many times.
They'd
be like, boy, watch behind your ears. The Bible said it.
It's so much contradiction.
Like, they done put so much shit on the Bible. You can't cuss at school. The Bible said it.
I recently sent out a video by my homegirl Michi X to individuals that base everything they do, every way they move, on the slave master's way. And nothing is more slave master than Christianity, the plagiarized Bible, because they took books out of the Holy Bibliothesis before they put it out here. And then you sit there and you share this with individuals. And ain't nothing worse than the new individual getting it acquainted with Christ, trying to argue with you. Because they've been already... Yeah.
They're not acquainted with Christ. They acquainted with Vernon Maxwell. I mean, hey.
Damn. From the Houston Maxwell. Rockets?
That's the Houston Rockets. Think about they acquainted with Pastor Vernon.
Shit.
They're not acquainted with Christ. They're acquainted with the TikTok king of pastors.
You see me over here
like they not acquainted with Christ.
It's like
you get acquainted with Christ, go through the old shit that I did. Go sit there in church on the wooden bench listening to railroad hymns from 1865 and get smacked in the face and having to eat butterscotch endlessly.
You know what? I'm about to go ahead and face the corner real quick. You know what I mean? I heard.
Now that's a real church experience.
I heard. Butterscotch endlessly.
Man, it's shoving that shit down your throat. Stop fidgeting, boy. You either got the peppermint or butterscotch. Wow, we're tired of peppermint shit. Give me the butterscotch. That was the alternative. That's all. This damn church. That's why I don't eat butterscotch to this day. It's church candy. They're like, oh, hell no, I don't want no damn. They be like, white people be like, were this original? I'm like, no. Look, that's an East Mile Zion punishment. It might be were this original to you. Our butterscotch just come from different places, homie.
I'm fucking done, man.
Y'all ain't had a real church experience. We ain't had no damn basketball hoops and that. Only thing circling in our church was the tambourine.
Hey, look. I actually went to a church that had a basketball hoop.
No,
in there.
I played on a basketball league, but our church ain't had no hoops.
Our church had one.
Yeah, we
in
had,
there.
Yeah,
no. You know how many times I got in trouble for being in my pastor's preaching? I would hide my basketball outside and wait just until everybody is so.
Our church team was so bad because we ain't had nowhere to practice. You had to practice at home.
Look.
You want to go to the park and practice.
Look, it wasn't nothing more dope than we sitting there having a tournament against other fucking league, you know, other little, you know, situation teams. And the way the hoop was, yeah, they had a balcony.
So it looked like we had a home court.
We had the mother people on top, like, yeah, and you looking up, you scoring 20. Yeah, we having a good time.
We had no home court. My pastor said we was playing in the garden. He ain't mean Madison Square. He was like, where we playing at? The garden.
The garden. You said the garden.
Like, shoot the ball, don't eat that one.
But we had a whole ass basketball hoop.
Our church ain't had no drums until 96.
Remember that old Rite Aid on 105 in St. Clair? Yeah, that should be Morning Star Baptist Church. Yeah.
I know Morning Star.
Yeah.
I was affiliated with every church when I was growing up. I was affiliated with more churches than gangs.
You know what, damn.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's how I grew up. I knew every church. I knew synagogues by the time I was 18.
I had the balance of both.
I knew where the Jewish spots was. I could go to church either way. I go on Saturday or Sunday. I grew up in Heights. I could choose to go on Saturday or I could choose to go on a Sunday. If I go with my stovetop stuffing friends, we going on Saturday. Yeah, I grew up in an area like that. Where you going? It's the Sabbath, man. I'm going to church.
I'm going to church.
You're supposed to be washing your clothes because you ain't washing them tomorrow on the Lord's Day. Well, you want me to wash them on Sabbath?
And that's some bullshit right there. That's some bullshit. Sunday ain't the day. It's Saturday for real. But we don't even want to go.
The Jews is on to something with that one. I want to say, I embraced all of my friends. I had Jewish friends. I make no mistake, I'm not making fun of them. These are like my actual friends because I grew up in the area where I was surrounded by.
I
got to know them for the people. And eventually I started learning their customs and stuff.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I started learning while I was out of school in the middle of October for no reason. And it wasn't Columbus Day. You know, Yom Kippur. I had to start learning these reasons why I was out of school. So you start to learn things that your parents or your church don't teach you because they don't subscribe to other religions. So they don't want you to learn none of that. They like, what are you over there taking other religions?
But yeah, on some, for everyone. Hey, what's up with everybody? Hey, this is episode 48, season 5 on the Real Live Talk podcast, Live 4 radio show. Young Live tie handles, tie live handles. You know what it is. You know, I'm with the brethren right here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 88. But
88 right here. But yeah, we just real live talk real quick. We just
we had got on something else, but then right when he clicked it on, I was going into
And I was glad
He caught me in the middle of a tangent about going to church because people don't know what church is now. They think, you know. They think church is supposed to come with track field, basketball hoops and all that. Like I said, my church ain't had drums to 97. Drums! I'm talking about the angelic choir. The angelic choir was our main bass. And that's a bunch of 70-year-old women that all sing soprano. You know, no matter how hard you get one to sing alto.
I'm trying, y'all, right now.
No, that's the real church experience. Yes. I'm gonna tell y'all, man.
He got a whole other situation. I'm talking about happy accidents.
Yeah, happy accidents.
That's what the topic direction was. We were going with happy accidents, and we still could go with it.
Yeah, because we was talking about I was talking about production. We was talking about the happy accidents.
Yes.
But that can apply to anything in life. Like, sometimes... Well, it really production, can. I was saying that...
It really can.
Sometimes in production, you start making one thing, and you get your mindset on making this one thing. But then something come along and tweak the music a little bit. You gotta go in that direction. You gotta... Okay, so that's like a happy... It was an accident, but it take you in another direction. You gotta know when to go with the flow.
Yeah.
That's in life in general.
That's in life in general.
You get a lot of curveballs. So in this production game, it's a lot of curveballs. Now, I ain't no Dr. Dre or nothing, so I don't know. Maybe everything they set out to do, they accomplish. Like, when they sit down, they're like, oh, this is the beat I wanted to make. But that's not how it happened with me.
My brethren ain't trying to be Dr. Dre.
No.
He's trying to be 88. and get Dr. Dre money.
But
that's the difference.
Exactly.
That's the difference. That's the difference. Y'all be always see, you know what I mean? Everybody always put emphasis on, not that I didn't even meant to cut you off. You know what I mean? But everybody put emphasis on the person. Yeah. Like, no, we want the money. We got our own. We want the money. We got our own fucking talents. It just happened to be one of the situations where, happy accident, hey, I'm not a celebrity, but I have did celebrity type shit that you motherfuckers out here be glorifying out here for real.
Yeah.
Have y'all ever, I'm going to ask, here, world, I'm going to ask you real quick. And this is some real live shit. I'm asking you. Have you ever been blindfolded going to the location you was going to, and once you got there, you sitting there in mesmerizing amazement from what you see around you, and you don't have no idea how you got there? Have you ever seen that? A lot of these motherfucking Instagram situations are showing different, you know, one picture, two picture, three, four, five, six, 10 pictures deep sometimes of some real live luxurious type of living situations on housing, where one wing will house half of you bumba clots. You ain't even seen the other half. The scenery is so sexy. Please, man, you're doing a different kind of level to your lady with these scenes. But have you ever been blindfolded to get to these scenes?
Nah.
I have. So therefore, happy accidents. Because of what I've been exposed to in life, it has me on a different level frequency of survival, understanding of self. Sometimes, you know, I fall, you know, I'm still a work in progress on certain levels of confidence in the God inside me. But at the end of the day, from what I've been through and what I've experienced, I know for a fact I can create my own live-ass domain of escaping what's going on. For real. What I can't do is control other people who refuse to step up to that fucking fact and that reality. I can't do nothing about those. Can't do nothing about that. But I can definitely appreciate myself, who has been through some other shit, who has seen some different other sides of the tracks, you know? And I ain't raised on no tracks. But people always say, you know what I mean? I'm just saying. I hope y'all understand what I'm saying with that. I've been blindfolded to reach a destination that was paradise once I got there. Again, I didn't have to ask for nothing. I didn't have to want for nothing.
Not
if I wanted to switch clothes, it was available for me. Because of the travel and the inconvenience of being blindfolded for a 3.5 hour fucking trip. Yeah, I said 3.5 hours. You know what I mean? I been on one that was 7.5 one time. I'm just saying. I just wanted to share with y'all. Real live talk. All praise is due to the Most High. Thank you for the experiences that I've experienced. But because what I've experienced, it helps me be a better, have a better understanding on what to create to handle my own shit. Because I only care about me and mine.
Say it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And me and mine gets broke down on a whole nother level now, because I got mine with brethren right here. You know, the Sound Song team, the Real Live Podcast team. You know, we got some shit going on. The you know, degrees of separation team. Yeah, we got that going on.
Yeah.
What's up with y'all? All real life salute. But then we got the other team. My fam. I created. My seeds. All six of them. Well, y'all be always number shopping and shit. Fuck y'all. Y'all number. Y'all lucky my shit ain't in the 20s right now. Fuck out y'all. My mom got my face. Y'all like, what the hell are you doing creating all that? But you're in the 20. Yeah, 20. 20. 20. Because here's where my number kicks in real quick on some funny ass jokey shit. You know what I mean? But it's all the way serious. It's some individuals I have in my life. They have children. But If everything could have aligned right, things would be a lot better if we shared children together. They ain't have the baby fathers they have, and I ain't have the baby moms I have. You get where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, my numbers could have easily multiplied real quick. And they all are worthy. See, all this whole little dumbass fucking agenda and narrative that the woman is the only important factor in parenting is bullshit and caca. No. See, because why can't women be pregnant by multiple men? But one man can have multiple women pregnant. Until you motherfucking cognitive dissonant suffering ass individuals answer that situation, I don't give a fuck what you gotta say to me. Say what you want to say.
Say what you want to say.
Say what you say. But give me that bomb beat from Dre. Y'all need to cut that shit out. Why is that the case? Okay, not to get off subject. I'm saying happy accidents. You go through what you go through with who you go through it with on purpose. You made your choice. Own up to it. Fess up to it. Quit making excuses because of it and handle your motherfucking business. Real life salute to all the minds that I share children with. Yes, we may not be all the way on ABC, but I do D, E, and F. I don't give a fuck. I got you. We on point. And for those that could have been, and maybe might be, real life salute to you as well, because you helped me not be bitter and jaded and whack as fuck out here just because of the situations I went through and didn't get, you know, that ideal, you know, winning formula on putting together the black fucking family structure that they fucking destroyed. And half of mine definitely believe in that fucking agenda. So despite that, I still fucking love you. And I got much more, you know what I mean? I got, whatever, man. You get what I'm saying?
I
hope y'all understand what I'm saying on that one right there. Happy accidents. And nothing.
Well, happy accident to me is like nothing is an accident.
Yes.
Everything happened for a reason. I call it a happy accident just to kind of define it as. And
yes.
Some people like, oh, shit ain't go according to the way it was, and they take it late and they think it's failure.
No, it's not.
But everything happened for a reason. So I just label it a happy accident, but really it's probably fate. You know, it was in the cards that it happened like that.
Yes.
You know.
It goes down to so many facets of life.
And what I say, I was like, not comparing myself to Dre or anything like in the production game.
No,
I'm just saying that, you know, there's people out here that's doing this that be like, oh, well, everything I set out to do, that's what it was from the beginning. Me, I'm going to tell y'all, they called me the mad scientist for a reason. Nothing I set out to do, it never comes out that way. But I make no apologies for any of the things that I released.
True Gemini, y'all.
Like, I go in the hole, and this man will tell you, I done went in so many different directions, even on shit that he done gave me to do.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he done tasked me with, like, hey, can you do this, do that? And I'm like, yeah. And I set out to do what he had in mind, but I always come back with something completely different. And it's not on purpose.
It ain't on purpose. It's just, and what do? I accept it, not because it's favoritism and bias, but I listen to what he created. His creative mind is different than my creative mind. The God inside of him is different than the God inside of me. When God created him in his image, and I mean him, my brethren, he created me. God created me in my own image. So therefore, that's why iron sharpens iron comes into play.
Well, everybody thought it like that. Just call us artificial intelligence.
Yeah, like, but, come on, hey,
but it, like, we follow an algorithm.
It's actually, not AI.
That's kind of what's happening now.
Like, real people have to set their
algorithm. No, like,
real people have to set their own algorithm.
Is social media.
Yeah. And we can't have that.
Because
me and you are from the era where we went out and physically stepped foot into a motherfucker's face and introduced ourselves and broke his shit down. And boom, boom, boom. And blah, blah, blah.
You had to wipe the sweat off on your jeans.
Yeah.
Wipe your palms and get your Denzel mode on. Slick back your eyebrows. Yeah, baby. I'm in Denzel mode.
Hey, I'm a little spoiled. My voice been this deep since I was 11 years old. Straight up and down.
Oh, no.
So it was easy for me.
I used to have to flip on them real quick and then calm it back down. Like, what you mean you ain't gonna talk to me? Yeah. No, just kidding, baby.
It was very simple for me. It was simple.
No. I had the one thing on my side is I'm the automatic icebreaker. And I always been like that. So, like, you know, when tensions was high, I was always the one to loosen up the room. So I could also loosen up a girl, too, you know, just by talking. Make him feel at ease. Sometimes it backfires. Sometimes I became a brother when I didn't want to.
Yeah.
Just like a brother to me.
Like, nah. We about to do on some old fake ass, quote unquote, fake ass incest.
That shit just
started. Fuck out my face. You ain't about the brother category, B.
The last 8 years, anybody having incest, none. I can't even look on it.
Like my nigga, I
can't even look on certain sites. It's all incest.
Look.
It's all stepbrothers and stepsisters and stepmamas.
Like the brethren that brought y'all, put it in your mouth, Akinelli, he said, he has a song called Brother, Brother, Sister, Sister.
Yeah.
And he said,
I'm cool with it.
You wasn't trying to play me, what the fuck? You fuck around and get your sister ass incest up. You know what I mean? Like, get the fuck out of my face. We ain't got the same father or same mother. You ain't about to put me in no box, but I'm about to beat up yours just because you tried to disrespect me on that shit and escape what you already want to do. You wanted to be that easy, but you give it up to easy to the wrong motherfuckers. But whatever. I digress.
Man, they had
look.
I almost got my ass whipped for messing with my mother's best friend daughter because we was raised like family.
No.
Yeah, well, I mean, eventually did happen. But, back in the day, though, that was an ass whipping. Like, they treated that like incest. Like, if you don't share more than 3 bowls of cereal together, that's your sister. Like, I'm pretty sure she ain't. But
3 bowls of cereal.
You ain't Lucky Charms with her. You can't fuck her.
Well.
That's how I was actually paid.
I gotta go lead you to do role warriors. Well.
Like, the friends of the family was off limit when I was growing up. Now you just openly got stepsisters and shit.
Nope.
As far as they knew, it was off limit.
You know what? And that comes with, and we about to go super deep on this one. That comes from the conditioning. Why wouldn't you want to mix the live blood ties?
Yeah.
If our families have been together.
See, the Montagues and Capulets would have did it.
See, you get what I'm saying? All these arranged marriages.
That's Jeffries and you, Johnson. That's close enough.
My seats, Mary Hissies. Mary Hissies is how we tame money of them in the family.
They kept it in the family at all costs. They talk about third cousins and shit. Second, third cousin. No, man. But that's the Tudors. Yeah, listen. They kept it in the family at all costs. Mary the Queen of Scots married her cousin.
Yeah.
They all married their cousins. I couldn't even talk to a friend of the family.
Friend of the fam.
Yeah. They like, boy, that's your cousin.
No, it's not.
Yeah, really, it wasn't.
No, it's not.
Like, it took me a long time to do that. But they had me so brainwashed. Man, I passed up on some shit like that because they had me so brainwashed. It was another friend of the family. We was like in our early 20s and I wouldn't touch her.
Just
she the one coming to me like, we ain't family. I'm like, but we are, like an idiot. Like, I wish I had that one to be. I wish I had a mulligan on that one. I'm like, but we are family. She like, no, we not.
No.
That was the dumbest shit I ever did. Dumbest shit I ever did. I was like 19 at the time. And I'm like, I was so conditioned. I'm like, no, but we family. Like, your family ain't no, our families ain't even from the same state. And I'm over there like, but we are family. Man.
Ever since I've been a young mustache.
That was the dumbest shit I ever did. I'm telling you.
Ever since. I was here. Anytime they tried to force an agenda on me and didn't have any kind of logical excuse or explanation for it, always, when they zig, I zag. I've always been that kind of way.
But see, I was loyal to my parents.
And the happy accidents always have presented themselves for myself and my life. Straight up and down. I ain't gonna know. You gotta give me some. You gotta give me some facts. We gotta talk about some facts here. Why are you supposed to do this? And it goes natural. Nah. I ain't messing with anything that has cousin in it. That's why I'm glad I've been starting to see.
The whole black was your cousin when I was going.
When I finally seen who my blood cousins is on my father's side, and now I'm seeing my mom's side too. Nah, man, I'm glad I know. Hey, as pretty as they are.
Yeah, that's what they They raised us talking about this your cousin, that's your cousin. You can't touch her, that's your cousin. But yet the uncle that keep coming over here ain't my uncle.
Yeah, you got your own little.
He keep coming over there. Yeah. Don't touch your cousin.
Don't touch your
cousin. But Uncle Tommy keep coming over there.
He keep on coming over here. He lingers around.
Then when I ask questions about his family ties, don't question the process.
See what I'm saying?
That's not for you. Trust me, I said he your uncle.
We got so much self-hate. Now,
that ain't happened in my family because my mother and father have been married for 40-some years. But in the rest of my family, I seen situations like this. You know, the whole baby boy type shit. I watched shit like that unfold. So I gotta be thankful I had both parents and I ain't never had to worry about no baby boy situations.
No baby boy.
I fight my father off when I was 5 years old. So by the time I was 10, the fight was gone.
The fight is on, it's gone.
And they still together. So it was a fight that was worth losing. they still made it, shit. Despite my efforts.
Get down on it. Get down!
Turns out in this situation, good. My efforts was for naught, and it's great that it was. Because they still together, and they living a happy life.
Living a happy life. So,
despite the five-year-old boy that tried to break them up.
They living a happy life, you know what I mean? The things they trife, you know what I mean?
It was great. It was good to see. And I'm fully, like I said, it's my father. I've discussed it many times.
Yes, you have.
I consider it.
Oh, this my platform real, right
real,
here.
That's my real father.
Yeah.
And it took me Shout all out. That time to figure it out. But you know. Eventually I did.
But yeah, we're going to a different level of just, you know, talking shit out. You know what I mean?
And that was an accident. They both had just went through some tremendous times of their own and happened to be working together.
See what I'm saying?
Just kind of ran into each other on the back end of some bullshit on each one of their sides. We didn't try these other motherfuckers. Let's try us. As a matter of fact, that's how me and my wife got together. Same shit.
I don't want to offend nobody, so I ain't gonna shout out my happy accidents. You know what I mean? That exist on that kind of level. Matters in the heart.
Yeah.
But they do exist.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and follow my first mind and keep my shit all the way concealed. But
yeah.
I got my eyebrows raised when I'm saying it to y'all. You know what I mean? If you can't see me, Brethren seeing me over here, eyebrows is raised.
Yeah.
I got some names I can go ahead and drop on some happy accidents. Happy accidents.
Describe my two kids. Because neither one of them motherfuckers was no part of Planned Parenthood. Shit. Awesome. The second one caused me to get married, actually. Oh, yeah. That was a total surprise. Because my mother like, well, when you going to make her honest woman? I'm like, bitch, she been lying to you since she was 10. Fuck, I'm going to make her honest now. But. Well, no. My two kids. Remember, I was coming out of high school, so that was a total shock.
Yeah. See, I had my first one in high school.
Well, yeah, I was lucky to be graduating when I got... I had just graduated when I got the news. I was going to Cleveland State that fall when I got the news.
And
I was like, what?
That was the first level of bittersweet that I experienced. Like, it was never any kind of doubt about that. That was bittersweet. Straight up and down. And I accepted my second oldest, my second boy, bittersweet.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have no doubts either.
That was actually happy accident, but not really. It was just happy.
Well, man, I was more happy about the child than her.
Fourth and fifth.
Do that make sense?
I was happy. The individuals was happy what they was doing. They thought there was, you know, it's a whole lot going on with that whole situation. So I'm not going to even break it down. I'm not about to revisit that.
But if it make any sense, I was more happy about the news of the child. I didn't even think that this person, I had no intention on being with this person, really. So the news of the child was a happy thing. At the time, I didn't realize the gravity being tied down to her. Days. But I didn't realize the gravity had to be around her at the time. I was just like, oh, I got a son on the way. That's all I knew.
You looking actually, like you coming straight up on a happy day.
I had a daughter, Donnie Mose. But I had a daughter on the way, and I was all excited about that. I wasn't excited about the relationship.
You look like you coming straight up on a happy day.
When it happened, I knew.
Are you in charge of the girls?
Who was in charge of the girls? I knew when it happened, it was mine. I knew when she told me because for 2 weeks I couldn't drink OE or eat a bologna sandwich.
Ah!
So it was evident when she broke the news to me. I'm like, that explains everything. No, this is a true story, by the way.
I know you were saying.
It took my cousin to tell me because my cousin was I had a female cousin about 3 years older to be. And man, I was. Every time I took a sip of OE, I couldn't eat a bologna sandwich. I couldn't smell eggs, nothing. I'm just over there, blah, everywhere. And I'm trying to take Alka-Seltzer. My cousin at the time, I was like 18. My cousin about 23. She's like, who the hell, you done got pregnant? And then it never even crossed my mind until she said that. I'm like, oh, that's a possibility. Yeah. So I was like, yep. When she came and gave me the news, I'm like, I figured it out 2 weeks ago. The last OE I had, I figured it out.
I'm one of the ones, it's so detailed. That's funny, Bridger, you said that. Because I could give you every single vice and craving that I had for each one of my kids. You know, I can tell you, from the oldest to the youngest. This is what I wanted. This is what I had. This is the labor pains and labor sympathy pains that I inherited from. Whatever. Moving forward.
The second one, I didn't feel nothing.
Man.
Like the second one, it was just like, she all fucked up. I'm like, I'm good. I'm kicking and taking care of the first one. I'm like, I'm good. What you know, this little, I ain't feel none of that shit. This little motherfucker popped out on my birthday.
Man, play the enchanted, epic shit. The enchanted shit that you was playing.
The epic, which the epic? No, you talking about the
one you ain't really put out here yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got it. No, I'm going to probably put that one out here.
This one here. Yeah.
This actually makes me think about how many babies it is. This take you back to the whirlwind romance days.
Yes. Yeah. You was in the fucking, you was in the trance here this shit. Like, damn.
Gordon Park, what's the spot? Like, man, you know, y'all don't know about Gordon, look it up.
Glory Park.
A lot of happy accidents came out of Glory.
Cleveland, Ohio, baby.
Yeah, that's the first freak dick.
For real.
Glory Park, boy. You can find your good dice game. Maybe Glory Park was
summertime in the CLE. That kind of shit.
Yeah, this is my man. Like, them, that, that's the where you really think about life.
Hey, young generation, there was a time where your parents were a part of an era where even the cops couldn't shut down the motherfucking fun.
Nah,
they just joined in.
Yeah.
They just joined in, straight up and down. They just joined in the fun. And they joined it the same way we was doing it, but they blended in. They was like, man, we ain't going to keep on trying to extinguish this fire.
Yeah, my uncles tell them they used to come to cookouts to see if little scraps of weed laying around.
Yes. Yes.
Like, we ain't here for nothing, Charlie. We just want to see what's going on. You got some extra little.
Yeah, you got some. You got some, boys? Yeah. You know what I mean? Straight up and down.
Get them some monkey paw and go back on their shit.
Yeah, they go back on their shift.
Just so, coming to check things out.
So right there off the top. But not to sound too... I did just hit the record button out of nowhere when it came to this shit right here.
No, it's like... Sometimes I be trying to get like... Sometimes you should catch me in the middle of a rap because I don't remember what I say the next day. Not that I'm messed up. It's just that... Sometimes I say so much, I don't remember the next day what I was even touching on.
Suppressing and releasing
is
a motherfucking situation for real. It's a thing for real. I'm talking about real live individuals, real live men who are discovering certain levels of our fucking being as we get older.
I discover a lot.
So therefore... When the time is right, podcast, we presented it all the way. Here you go.
Plus, I bowed out the last time. I ain't bowed out, but I was in the middle of making the beat last time. I was in the middle of making this beat, actually.
Yes.
The last time. Yeah, I did.
Yes, he was.
So I didn't even say anything.
Yes.
I remember he was over there laughing like, he don't even hear what we said.
He don't even hear what you said.
I just kept
here
like,
giving it to him. Yes. But that's it.
I was actually making
He was making this shit. I said, this is some epic, enchanted ass fucking shit right here.
Yeah, I really want
to. Like, I look.
Let me get into
your. Look. The way this beat is doing right here, I have individuals that love music so much, they would know exactly how to present their dance and performance to me when they hear it. I wouldn't have to say shit. So for all those individuals that sit up and think somebody just sitting up on me and all, I got individuals that respect the different level of fucking creativity, content,
I respect all
culture.
I guess that's why I can brag and be like, you know, I got a lot of different shit because I respect all creativity.
Yes.
I respect all creativity on whatever level you bring it.
I got a chick right now. She heard this beat. Man, she'd be prancing around this bitch. How you looking around like, this is what you feel? Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
What? I grew up with my cousin who was the artist.
You see how, you see what my arms is doing, right? That's how they be dancing.
So me and my brother / cousin, we respect each other because he like the Black Bob Vila. This motherfucker can make a kitchen cabinet out of scraps. And then he respect what I do because he like, dude, I can never put music together like that. You know? So we always got to understand it. I'm like, dude, I can't make a kitchen cabinet out of two old chairs. You know? But he got that kind of talent, though. You know? I respect creativity like that. My stepdaughter can make a damn bouquet of roses out of a deck of cards. I saw it for Mother's Day. Like that, I respect stuff like that.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I see it too, y'all. Yeah. I see it too, y'all.
Out of a deck of cards.
Yes. Like, it's a very beautiful scene. Very beautiful scene.
When she's 13 and she is make shit like that, I'd be like, damn, that's a talent that I don't have. I respect that.
I'm sitting here looking at a lot of my children's talents. Awesome. Make my father feel dead. You know what I mean? We appreciate it.
Yeah.
for his days and his times and the work he put in. So, yeah, some of that real quick.
Say my pops, the one I be talking about, my real father, the one I tried to break him up when I was five. He is in the computers, analytics. I mean, a man is a consultant, an engineer. I mean, do anything. He can make computers. He can probably make a robot if he wanted to. I'm surprised the Japanese ain't killed nothing yet.
Oh, but, shit.
I mean, he started that back off with ABM. But the point being, he marvels at the talent I have, as I marvel at the talent he got. Because I
see
can't,
what I'm saying?
I tried to go into that field. I'm like, you got to be crazy to do this shit. I ain't like it at all. That's what I went to college for, try to follow in his footsteps. But he actually sat me down like, do what you feel. He like, I marvel at your talent. I can't sit down at the keyboard and just start playing. Like, I can sit down at a keyboard on a computer and make a whole program by the time you make a beat, you know, but those two different talents. Everybody should respect everybody's creativity.
Yeah, some of that right there. Because so many beautiful, happy accidents come from that kind of respect. They say respect is earned, not given, right?
Yeah.
Well, shit.
Well, it's given once it's earned.
It's given once it's earned. But if you have a lot of individuals that don't know how to respect real life shit, they ain't gonna never give you your credit where your credit's due.
Well, so, respect, I feel like you give it, and then you take it away. Like, if you're not getting it back, then hey. And about me being a human, I am. I still respect people to a certain degree, even if, like, if you come off real disrespectful to me, no, I won't say respect, but I won't take it to a level where I feel like you got to get done or nothing like that. I just feel like I just back up. All right.
This shit,
I'm not going to stoop to your level, though, and disrespect you. I just won't give you respect. That's the difference. I won't disrespect you, but I'm not going to give you the respect.
I'm not going to go out of my way.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to go out of my way. Now, I'm not going to go out of my way to disrespect you either.
Yep.
I'm just going to leave
respect
it
alone. Respect or disrespect you. That's cool. You just cut off.
Yeah, cut off. There you go. Cut off.
Cut off.
You don't want to respect me, then I don't have to even deal with you.
That's cool. Like, it's cool.
And people say, oh, what about the workplace? You got to deal with people. I done been in the workplace where I done made it to where I don't have to deal with certain people that don't respect me. Like, this is the arrangement we got. You don't respect me, I don't have to deal with you.
Do y'all hear this track right here? Like, this is the kind of level of epic
love. Yeah, I'm going to sit back and enjoy the track. I'm going to start talking right now.
Hey, you know what?
Like, I'm going to sit back and listen to this.
We signing off right now, y'all. Straight up and down.
Actually, I'm going to hit it back on the beginning and just sit back and enjoy.
Give it to him. Give it a little volume. Yeah. I'm Live Ty Handles, y'all. Ty Live Handles. Signing off. Episode 48, Season 5 on the Real Live Talk Podcast Platform Radio Show. Once again, all praises due to the Most High.
Hey, 88 signing off, but I'm going to leave y'all with this. If this don't evoke a feeling of...
It's going to be all right.
If this don't evoke a feeling of accomplishment, or it's going to be all right, or something uplifting, then you ain't got no soul.
You ain't got no soul, for real. We gonna call you out on it.
Definitely bring out that.
Y'all be careful. Be sucker free if you know how to be. Real live talk.
Be sucker free, that's almost a message.
Yeah. Could it be the name of this motherfucker?
So many ways I'm gonna do.
Oh, wait.
Triumph. That's the word I was looking for. If this don't bring a sense of triumph, right. This like things started off grim and now I'm here. Started from the bottom, now we here.
Yeah, from the bottom, now we here.
Oh, I'm being paged.
Live out, y'all. You know what I mean? Till next time. This has been a Real Live What Up Wednesday segment right here.
Yeah.
Live out. Religion. dejected when they come to Epic, looking at them when they looking real pathetic, talking crazy when they really have no credit, looking at you like, what's up with you, unleaded, yeah, I like a premium, baby plus, talking crazy, hate the fuss, looking at me make me wanna cuss, sometimes make me wanna bust, yeah, I keep that high heat, making sure y'all niggas know me, fuck is up with y'all, you owe me, man, I don't be knowing no me, yeah, I keep it mama mentality, yeah, represent Kobe, y'all talking crazy like you something, but y'all really does some, now we on some 4B. All right.
I spit hot fire.
I rip and I rhyme. I don't waste really you no time. Live.
Spit that hot fire.
Right here, bring up the beast. Nothing crazy, yeah. I throw the piece with the fingers closed. Got the fun, yeah, because it's alright. I'll be having fun at the cabaret. Got the bitch in the wearing her beret. Looking at me talking about, okay.
Yeah, look at
the whole thing. Yeah, I'm a different really awesome way. Yeah, the raspberry beret shit. All right, y'all. We out. Real live talk, real live salute to you all, real live flags. Yeah, we got some different shit about the brew on here. Y'all better understand what's going on right now. Please understand it. Live out.